This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And his name is Chris Rose from all sorts of places, including the NFL Network and the Rose Rotation, which will have Tristan McKenzie on it tomorrow, man. I am pumped for Chris. How are you, Chris?
Doing well, guys. Yeah, I love my brother Bob, too. He's a good guy. He's a little nutty when it comes to all this Brown stuff, so he's probably sitting, listening, and taking notes that he can use in our text chain.
So Bob texted you, Andy, for you to tell his brother that he loves him?
Yes. Well, it's
Chris,
okay, though.
Chris, he couldn't text you and tell you that?
But, Chris, it makes me feel like I'm a part of the Rose family.
I
want to be a part of your family text chain. That's the whole thing.
I already got one guy that's all over the place on the text chain. I don't need two of them basking. You can keep your distance.
That's it, man. Just
all right,
wait.
Here we go. What do we
just
got?
Wait till there's TP all over that school on Psalm Center Road. I'm just saying, man. And it's going to say Rose was here on all of it, so you know.
All right. Well, the good news is you haven't had much to discuss over the last several days.
No.
So zero.
Let's get to it.
No. Let's just do this. You confident that the Browns, and I am, confident that they're very capable of winning this division and getting into the playoffs and pretty much achieving everything we wanted them to achieve, even though they're sitting here at 5-4 right now?
Yeah, it's tough, though. It's funny because I can't stand it when football coaches use the, we're just focused on this week.
Yeah.
But when you look at the Browns' schedule, I really think you have to, that's the way you have to look at it. It's almost like, with the exception of next week against Detroit, it's almost like 8 one-game playoffs for them. And because of the number of teams that are ahead of them in the AFC standings that they'll face, they've got 6 games left against AFC contenders. They've got the 1 game against Detroit and then the Christmas Day against Green Bay. And boy, would it be interesting to go visit Lambeau and see he wouldn't be number 13 unless he paid Alan Lazard a lot of money, I'm guessing. But if he goes up there, Odell could be very interesting on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So, can they? Yes. It's a real challenge, guys. I mean, I would feel better if we didn't have a COVID issue, but we've got another COVID issue. And that's going to be really tough.
But we could see Odell this weekend. Where do you think he's going to land? I mean, I'm reading stories Patriots have made contact.
Well, yeah, right. It makes sense. Packers, Seahawks, Saints, Chiefs, they all make sense one way or another. I'm not so sure how quickly a guy like Bill Belichick would want to put Odell Beckham Jr. out. He's not one for nostalgia. I don't know if you've noticed that about him. I don't
really
think he'd be like, oh, my God, this would be a great opportunity for Odell to really stick it to. That's not his main concern. So, even if he does sign, let's say, by tonight, and he is there by tomorrow, really, how much work could he get in before Sunday where he would be eating up a roster spot? And how valuable those are. They're wide receivers. Not only are they wide receivers, a lot of them are expected to play on special teams, which you're not getting out of Odell and stuff like that.
What did you think of the effort against the Bengals? And I say this, Chris, I don't want this to sound as stupid as it's going to sound. You can't count on 99-yard interception returns
right, and
70-yard runs and 60-yard bombs every week. But they happen, so good for them. But what do you think of the overall effort against a team that's played pretty good football this year?
I thought it was great. I was worried after the Bengals had run 20 plays before our offense trotted out on the field for the first time. I was worried. They made it the point during the broadcast, to be honest, that's something that could rear its ugly head in the fourth quarter. But by then, the Browns had just blown them out. And, you know, the one when you went into the season and you were like, boy, the Bengals are adding some nice talent and their defense has drafted well and they added Trey Hendrickson and they got Jesse Bates, who's one of the best unknown players, you know, at the back end of their secondary and all that. The difference still was going to be Brown's D-line versus their O-line, and that was it. And I am still going to go on record, as much as I love Ja'Marr Chase, to say that if the Bengals don't continue to improve this offensive line, that will be a wasted pick. Because if they could have had Rashawn Slater, and a lot of people were saying Penei Sewell, the kid out of Oregon who ended up with the Lions.
Yeah.
But Rashawn Slater has played like a Pro Bowler this year with the Chargers. Burrow is still getting hit a ton. And he's still being rushed. And he's throwing a lot of interceptions. Those all kind of work together. So for me, when I was watching it, I was like, okay, they felt like they kind of did some patchwork on the offensive line, and I know they drafted a guard in the second round that's played well, but they still have a long way to go because the Browns were, and there could have been six holding penalties against Myles Garrett too.
What happened to that defense? What happened to the defense on Sunday after 275-yard drives by the Bengals? I'm thinking, oh my goodness. And then all of a sudden, Chris, hey, wait a minute, this defense is pretty good. And I'm wondering, did they have that moment, you know, where, well, all of a sudden maybe this came together?
We'll see, because you know what? They're going to have to keep having those moments. Like, they're starting to get a little healthier on that side of the ball, right? JOK might be available this week, but their secondary, I mean, you know, I know that Greedy went down again, and so it's possible he's not going to be around this weekend, but boy, Newsome, when he's out there, makes such a difference. Troy Hill, you know, he was a pickup that really kind of flew under the radar because we were so focused on John Johnson III, which we should have been. But he's just a guy that does a lot of things. I mean, the guy had 3 sacks last week, right? Made some big hits,
yeah.
All that sort of stuff. So I'm a big fan of the pieces coming together and playing as efficiently as they have.
With Baker, how does he grow at this point? And, like, I keep thinking, okay, last week, this is where Baker likes to be. Like, he wants that turmoil for people to say, you are not going to make it, you're not going to make it. And then we watch, and I mean, the way he looked on Sunday, I mean, that's going to win you a lot of games.
Well, he's going to – this is another great chance for him. You know, you're going against the best defensive mind that this league has ever seen. And – you know, I've talked to LaDainian Tomlinson. I've talked to Marshall Faulk. Those were two guys who Bill Belichick, they were like, the Patriots took me away in games. That's what they did. They made other guys on the offense beat them because they knew Belichick said, I'm not going to have LT and I'm not going to have Marshall Faulk beat me. So this week, we seriously doubt that Nick Chubb's going to be around, but that he's going to say that running game is not going to beat us. So Baker's going to have to beat us. And what he is saying is, I don't think that 6 can do it. So now this is a wonderful opportunity for Baker the rest of the season and every week to go prove that he can be a guy. Just because you get paid money does not make you a franchise quarterback, right? It just doesn't.
Correct.
So ask Jared Goff and Carson Wentz. They got paid by the teams that traded them. So it's wins against an ever-improving Patriots team, coached by the greatest leader ever in this sport, that will show what you're worth. Although I will say this, guys, when the Browns extended Wyatt Teller, which I was so happy about, I really think the Browns drew a line in the sand with Baker. I think they said, we like you a lot, we're willing to pay you this, but not more than. Because look at the financial resources they poured into this offensive line.
Yeah.
4 of those 5 guys are some of the highest paid players at their respective positions, and one guy's on a rookie contract.
Interesting to see what that means moving forward and what and how Baker reacts to it, Chris.
Yeah, but it all starts with controlling what he can control, which is this week, and playing well against the team. I watched a lot of Patriots ball this year, man. That defense is – Sam Darnold, if you see him more than ghosts these days, holy smokes. They're playing great. They played great against Brady. They played, you know, fairly well against Dak, some of the really good quarterbacks in this league. They haven't played Josh Allen yet. I think those will be 2 really fun matchups to watch.
when you have Tristan McKenzie on the Rose rotation tomorrow, and that's outstanding, can you ask him who's going to be catching him next year?
I can. He's not going to have an answer for it.
Yeah, so I know.
I don't. Yeah.
You surprised they decided to cut bait with Roberto Perez, and do you think he might be back under a lesser contract?
I don't know if he'll be back. I think that there's enough teams that need a great defensive catcher where they'll say, hey, we'll, in our lineup, we'll take whatever we get out of him, but we'll take a guy who's one of the best in the league back there and, it, you know, put him back there 100 games or 110 and have somebody else catch. So I wouldn't expect it. Yeah, the Guardians or whatever. What are we calling them these days, guys?
The answering machine yet. When you call still says Indians.
Ah, well, the sign's down, though. The script.
The sign is down.
Yeah, but the sign on the front of the stadium's still there. I saw it yesterday.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to call them our baseball team.
There you go.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there. You know, we've been promised that they're going to spend some money in free agency, and I would hope it would be to fill some of the outfield positions.
All right, bigger question. Are they playing next year? And if you think they are, what time will they start?
They're going to play.
Are they going to have a contract?
Well, tell me. Won't. On December 1st, there will be a lockout.
Okay. And
yeah, there's going to be a lockout. And then you're going to have a couple months of a lot of bitching and moaning and complaining. And we're going to get into that on the Rose rotation because – we actually have a bunch of players that are player reps.
Oh,
so
good.
We're going to start getting into that and kind of get it from the player standpoint. I know that fans don't like to hear it, but I think they have to understand things because so much of the media narrative is driven by the league that plants stories with handpicked reporters to make sure that you guys understand. Well, it's the millionaire players that, you know, you would go play a game for free that are trying to – take your sport away. So it's always interesting how these things unravel.
But what do the fans need to know about what's going on right now? I mean,
I'll find out.
Okay.
I mean, when we have those meetings. But all I would say is this. You can look at it as a fan any way you want. Here's how I look at it. Most of us are more like baseball players than baseball owners. Meaning those guys have bosses. The players have bosses. They have to show up to work on time or they don't get paid. And I have never gone to a sporting event to go watch an owner own. I don't know about you guys. I just haven't done it yet. Doesn't mean that it might not pop up and happen one day. But I like watching players play. And I would like the employees to be able to share in it. Yeah. And for those of you that are saying, well, they're playing a kids game. They should be happy with what they're getting paid. Okay. You got it. When you say, oh, I'd go do it for free. I ain't coming to watch you play. You can go down to the stadium. Go try and play. I ain't coming. And by the way, you shouldn't come watch me play either because it's not that fun. But Chris, I sure as heck wouldn't mind watching Jose Ramirez play.
Chris, remind everybody how they can hear Tristan McKenzie on the Rose Rotation.
Yeah, just down wherever you download your podcast, just hit the Rose Rotation and subscribe to it. That doesn't mean you're paying a subscription. It just means that it'll pop up on your phone whenever we have new episodes. We do that with Baseball Today, which is a thing that we do 5 days a week during the season, 3 days a week during the off season. And real quickly, shout out Cavs. I went to the game, what was it, 10 days ago or something?
Yep.
Clipper game?
They're fun to watch. Yeah, the Laker game.
Lakers.
It was, they are fun. I feel terribly for Sexton. I really do. I know he's had his shortcomings on the court, but I feel bad for him. But
Chris,
I'm so happy about Mobley, and I love Darius Garland.
And there
thanks,
you
guys.
Thanks, Chris. We appreciate you. Make sure we're listening to the Rose Rotation and, of course, catching you on NFL Network. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, buddy.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
All right. Peace, brother.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.